Hello everyone, welcome to Dragon Talk Podcast. This is your host Tim Rocca, as always. Hey everyone, it's great to be here today, being able to talk to you guys. Before I get started, I'd like to thank everyone who gave me a listen on my return edition of Dragon Talk last Sunday when I did the Unforgiven preview. I got a lot of great feedback on that, and from what I heard, you guys really enjoyed it, and that really makes me happy, so I'm glad you guys did enjoy Unforgiven preview there, and I hope you guys check this out. Quite frequently now, because I'm going to definitely try and get these out on a more regular basis, as I said. So, that's a really great thing right there. Well, anyway, let's get right into enough of me blabbing about nothing. We have had some pretty significant news stories this week, and I'm actually going to concentrate on the interesting TNA stories that have been coming out in the last few hours. And I'm recording this again on Thursday night. Just so you know, I am going to be talking about some spoilers in this show, particularly about Sunday's pay-per-view, the TNA pay-per-view on Sunday, which is No Surrender. And I'm going to be talking some spoilers about that, so if you don't want to hear them, I'd recommend you switch me off. But I hope you stick around and stay, and hope they don't really spoil you too much. Because actually, the surprise they're giving out really isn't that much of a surprise, just to tell you right there. But that's just me. I shouldn't have said that either. But yeah, if you don't like spoilers, don't keep listening. I'm going to be talking about it. So, okay. Anyway, I'm back. TNA put on their website earlier this week that there's going to be a major announcement at the pay-per-view this Sunday about something that's going to rewrite their history. So first of all, it doesn't even make that sense, but of course that's what they're saying is going to happen. That history is going to be rewritten. And apparently reports are coming in today. I forgot who reported it first. I think it was The Observer, I'm not sure. Said that the big announcement is that they're bringing back Vince Russo. Let that sink in for a second if this is the first time you're hearing this. If you already heard this, then that's good because you've gotten over the initial shock factor. But I read that and it's just like, what the hell are they thinking? This is absolutely the worst. If this is true, and I'm pretty certain it is, judging from the sources it came from. But if this is true, it is the worst thing they can do at this time for that company. First of all, let's go into the reason why they're apparently doing it. They're apparently bringing him back in because they're freaking out about the low ratings that they've gotten over the past several weeks. They're also freaking out about other things, you know, where the buy rates aren't still improving or anything like that. Bottom line here is that this is just ridiculous. There's nothing. I don't really see anything anything good can come of this. Now, one thing I'm also scared about is not only did they remove Mike Tenay and Scott D'Amore off of the booking team, which Scott D'Amore he isn't showing anything that great in the booking team. Mike Tenay has the knowledge and could be great, but no, they're taking him off, and they're replacing them with Vince Russo. I would definitely take Scott D'Amore over Vince Russo, and Mike Tenay should just be a default member on the booking team. He's so knowledgeable about the industry. I don't even know why they even thought about taking him off. But anyway, yes, they replaced him, and apparently that's what's going to happen. Now, what I find peculiar, though, is if this is apparently their big announcement on pay-per-view, why are they going to talk about their booking team? Because this is something that they have never brought up in TNA before. In fact, TNA management has always been represented by some figure like Jim Cornette or Dusty Rhodes or Larry Zbyszko, whatever. They've never actually really mentioned a booking team, which they shouldn't. I mean, that's kind of a basic kayfabe rule. Nothing's booked, you know. So that makes me kind of wonder if they're going to have Vince Russo as an on-air character, because if they're going to bring him on to the pay-per-view and announce that he's with the company, it'd be stupid of them to say he's a booker. I mean, they could just go ahead and say it, but I mean, judging wrestling's history, it'd be kind of dumb to say, here's our new booker. You don't have WWE doing that, you don't have other promotions doing that. It's never been done in the past, and I don't really see any good that can come of it if you said, look, here's our new booker. But anyway, so that's what makes me fear that they actually might make him an on-air character. Ugh, I just can't even fathom the words that I want to say. I mean, this is just ridiculous. There is no reason to have Vince Russo anywhere near that company. I mean, and I'm sure many of you know that he was already there. He was already in TNA, during its inception, he was there. And nothing good came out of it. I mean, TNA has made any positive progress since he left. Now, that might have just been, you know, timing issues or growing pains or whatever. But, I mean, you could factor it all in. But, I mean, seriously, the day Russo left, I mean, the TNA, right there, already has a great advantage. I mean, the shit TNA was doing, you know, in the very beginning, the stuff that Russo is writing, it's just ridiculous. Now, of course, he's going to be part of a writing team this time. And the reports that I've read have said that they don't want any quote-unquote sleaze written by Russo. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just... This is actually coming at a peculiar time for me because I just got finished reading... this is kind of going off on a little tangent here, but I think, you know, this is a good point, I think. anyway, I just got done reading The Death of WCW book by Brian Alvarez and R.D. Reynolds, which, if you're a WCW fan, even if you're not, even if you're a wrestling fan, it's a really great read because it's just amazing how the company had, how WCW had so much potential. I mean, it was almost perfect. I mean, WCW was never made, I mean, they say this in the book, WCW was never made to fail. And it was just the idiotic booking and the idiotic play that went on in the politics there that eventually broke it down. And in the center of that was Vince Russo. And there is an entire chapter on what Vince Russo did. They actually brought him in to WCW 99. He defected from WWF as one of their writers. And WCW brought him in thinking that they were going to bring some WWF success in 98, 99 time to WCW. And unfortunately, though, when Russo got WCW, he wasn't checked at all. I mean, he basically had endless power in terms of booking the storylines. In WWE, he was checked by Vince McMahon. That was a great thing. So, I mean, his best ideas were taken, and his bad ideas were sent to hell by McMahon. WCW, he had no one over him. So he essentially ran into the ground. I mean, we've all heard what was going on there. I mean, you know, he did infamous things like, you know, booking David Arquette as WCW champion in order to hype a movie. He booked himself in matches. It got so bad at one point that he had to wear a helmet, legitimately, not for comedy purposes, but because he kept booking himself in matches because he was getting concussions and stuff. I mean, that's just stupid right there. He has no reason for him to be in the ring. I mean, he booked himself in an angle where he slept with Kimberly Page, which that right there pissed off wrestling fans because, you know, they don't want seeing some idiot like Russo sleeping with the hottest girl. And when I meant sleeping, I mean, it was revealed that he was the father of a baby that she had in a storyline. Which I think is kind of retarded. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just, he did nothing good for the company, and he's been in TNA before, and he did nothing good for them then, and it's just like, why? How? I just don't even see how this is even plausible. How TNA could possibly think this is a good thing for them. It isn't. Vince Russo has proven in the past that he is the last thing that wrestling fans want to see. He, bottom line, he is nothing but dirt. I'm really trying to let my personal opinions get in the way here, but I honestly hate the man, and ratings and stuff from the past have shown he killed a company. I mean, that right there shows what the wrestling industry and what common viewers think of his work. Now, on top of that, this is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. You know, people that were in WCW at the time of Russo know how badly he fucked up the company. And excuse me for my language, but I mean, that's basically what he did. And rubbing people in TNA the wrong way, some, you know, possible main eventers, possible big people of the company might want to leave. Now, of course, Jarrett and Russo are tight. That's always been, you know, the kind of thing. That's probably one of the reasons this happened. So, of course, Jarrett's not going to leave. But, I mean, other guys. Apparently, the entire Goldberg thing, which would have been a tremendous deal for TNA if they pulled it off, because he would have been incredible. He was a world champion in two of the major promotions. He has the mainstream credibility. He would have been absolutely phenomenal for the company. A great addition. The best addition they've had. I don't care about Sting, Christian, Dudley's, Rhino, any of that. Goldberg would have been hands down been better than all those people combined for the company. And this decision to bring Russo in totally destroys that, because Goldberg cannot work with Russo. And there's no respect for the man at all. You know, Goldberg has been signed by Spike TV, and talks with TNA were possibly going on during his time. And, you know, it was almost said to be inevitable that Goldberg would end up there eventually. Now there's absolutely no chance of happening with Russo being there. And it's just like, why? Because, I mean, yes, Goldberg isn't going to be here tomorrow. Maybe a year down the road he'd be in TNA. But I would rather, if I were running the company and seeing what Goldberg might come in, why would you hire someone who would basically negate that? Why would you hire Russo, who's not going to make Goldberg come in? You know, it just, to me, makes zero sense at all. This is one of the most nonsensical decisions that I've ever heard in my life. I mean, in my life, my entire life, and wrestling combined, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Now, of course, there's the hopeful side of this, that maybe Russo's changed his ways, and this time he will be checked, so maybe his good ideas will be kind of sifted through the bad ideas. But in all honesty, these may be great things, and maybe he will do good for the product, but history has shown this is not the case, okay? It is not the case. It isn't, okay? That's just the bottom line. So I'm hoping that history is wrong in this case and that he does change his ways or whatever. But in all honesty, I mean, that's just what the problem is right here. And I'm, like, stumbling over my words here. I'm just so, like, flustered by this whole decision here. This is not good at all. Something else interesting. It is being reported, and there's more spoilers here, that on the Impact tapings that will be taking place on Monday, they are Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell. Can't think of the name, sorry. Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell will both be there. Why? What is the reason? I hope that it's just like a one-time appearance like they did back when the Hall mystery opponent thing that Sting did. It's just honestly turning into WCW 2000. That is what TNA is turning into. I mean, the thing that is so frustrating about this is that they have the assets. They have incredible potential that's untapped. They just had the sky's limit with them, and they are bogging themselves down with stupid-ass decisions, like bringing Russo in, by bringing Bagwell, Luger, or anything like that coming in, by booking their huge pay-per-view, Bound for Glory, which is supposed to be, you know, their equivalent of WrestleMania. They are booking that as stupidly as humanly possible. They had such an easy program with, they had Sting Christian, and they had Joe Jarrett. That should have been the two main events. But no, we're getting another Sting Jarrett match, and we don't even know where Christian stands at this point, or even Samoa Joe, for that matter. And that, in all honesty, is just ridiculous. These are decisions that are being, these are ego-driven decisions by the powers that be. You know, I'm a huge Jeff Jarrett fan, but he is, you know, he's responsible for bringing Russo in, he's responsible for bringing Luger and Bagwell in, and he's responsible for booking himself and Sting in the main event, which ratings and buy rates have shown that people don't want to see in the main event, especially at a pay-per-view that's supposed to be as big as Bound for Glory. Not to mention, it's also in Detroit, their first pay-per-view out of the Universal Studios, and it's just absolutely unfathomable how stupid you can be. It just drives me nuts, because I'm a big supporter of TNA. I mean, I've been to many of their shows live. I watch almost every week, you know, give or take. I watch the pay-per-views, whatever. They have such great potential. I'd really love to see them succeed. I mean, whether you like them or not, I mean, whether you hate everything TNA stands for, you want to see them succeed, because that'll just make things more exciting in wrestling altogether, especially in WWE, because they're legitimate competition. But with decisions like this, all you're doing is bogging down endless potential. There's such endless potential with the young guys there, with the X Division, with the tag title situation has been great. You have such great up-and-comers like Samoa Joe. There is definitely the assets to get over. They have the TV deal. They have merchandising deals. They have it. They have what it takes. They have an investor. There's so many great things you can say about them, but they just continue to screw everything up. And it's just getting to the point now where, who knows? I mean, if Russo becomes an on-air character, I may stop watching Impact, because I couldn't stand him back in the old days of WCW. He did nothing good for the product. He did nothing good for the product in the early TNA days, and I honestly even don't feel in the last few years that he's changed at all. You just don't change like that, you know? And I don't care if he's being checked. I don't care whatever the hell the situation is, if he's changed whatever, if he's improved his ways. It's Vince Russo. It comes down to being Vince Russo, and he's going to have the same lame ideas, and it's just absolutely Just, I don't understand it. TNA, I don't understand it. You know, like I've been saying this over and over again in this podcast, but the potential is there. You have such a great way to do great, and they're just not doing it. They're just being retarded. And it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate. It's unfortunate for us as fans, and it's unfortunate for those that are in the company. I mean, do you really think guys like Chris Sabin, Jay Lethal, Senshi, Alex Shelley, you know, even you know, higher X Division guys like AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and you know, do you really think they want to see Russo in the company? Do you really think they want to see Luger and Bagwell in the company? Do you really think they want to see Jarrett and Sting hogging up all the main event time when they have angles that are going on that are twice as better? No, they don't. And, you know, I almost feel bad for those in the company. I mean, I honestly can't see how they can enjoy that atmosphere. Because these are not the people that TNA should be going after. The only person they should be going after is Goldberg. Possibly, you know, possibly Jericho and maybe even Angle. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. And that's a far shot. And I guess so is Jericho. But they really had a decent shot with Goldberg for at least a few appearances. But no, now they negated that by bringing back Russo. And the other names that they go and bring back are Bagwell and Luger. And it's just, the logic is just isn't there. I mean, people complain about WWE logic all the time. But, I mean, WWE logic looks like Encyclopedia Britannica compared to TNA. It's just, it is absolutely unfathomable, the crap that they've been just doing. And it's like, and it's really funny because during the summer they had such great programs going with the Samoa Joe, Scott Steiner stuff, with the America's Most Wanted, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, you know, the Team Jarrett versus Team Sting. They had some great stuff going on. They really did. And, you know, the Christian being the tweener against Abyss and all that. And people were saying, oh, this is going to be TNA's year. They're really doing great. And it's just like, it's really funny. In the last month alone, the shit that they've just, it's just, it was just on, they're on top of the world, and now they just come crashing down. And it is really unfortunate. It really is. That's really all I have to say about for this podcast right now. I really hope that you guys enjoy that commentary on TNA. Next time I'm going to be back, I'll definitely be going over the news stories of that week. I'm also going to be talking about TNA again because I want to talk to you guys a little bit about my pay-per-view experiences and I've had there. But I'll be doing that. I think those are really interesting because not a lot of people get to do that or get to hear about like live events that are going on in TNA at the Impact Zone and all that. And so I'd like to tell you guys a little bit about that because it's pretty cool. And but I'll do that on a week where the news is slow. I mean, this week I had to rant about TNA because they just, in the course of the last month, they've just gone from bad to worse to shit, and it's just, I don't know. It's just really unfortunate, to be honest. So, but anyway, guys, I really appreciate you if you listen to this. Again, feedback is really appreciated, and there's one thing you guys can really help me out with here. Is I'm trying to increase my rankings on Podomatic.com as well as other sites. And there is actually, right by the comments box, which I'd like you to leave a comment on if you listen to this, there's a send to a friend link. And that's really great because if you have a wrestling fan or you know someone on the internet that likes wrestling commentary or whatever, click that link. It's really easy. All you gotta do is enter that person's email or IM or whatever, and it'll get sent right to them. And that's really great for the exposure for this. And so if you know of anyone, just click that send a friend link. It's so easy. I really, guys, I wish you would do that. Also, leave comments in the commentary box, like I said. Also, please feel free to email me or instant message me, which is all within my column series. You can all find information there. Anyway, either way, I really like when you guys get back to me, and then I really like talking to you guys so I can kind of hear the strengths and weaknesses of what's going on here and all that. So, anyway, guys, thanks again for listening, and until next time, this has been Yar the Dragon.